The nighttime sounds of the forest came faintly from the distance, mixed in with the faint sounds of civilization from the building at his back. Card sipped at his cup, gazing into the darkness, feeling fatigue tugging at him as he'd seldom felt it before. In a single day, his whole life had just been turned over. Beside him, Drang raised his head and turned it to the right. "Company?" Card asked him, looking in that direction. A shadowy figure, hardly visible in the starlight, was moving toward him. "Card?" Ave's voice called softly. "Over here," Card told him. "Go get a chair and join me." "This is okay," Ave said, coming over beside him and sitting down cross-legged on the ground. "I've got to get back to Central pretty soon anyway."
"The mystery message."
"Yeah. What in the worlds was Mara thinking of?"
"I don't know," Card admitted. "Something clever, though."
"Probably," Aves conceded. "I just hope we're going to be clever enough to decrypt it." Card nodded.
"Did Solo and Calrissian get bedded down all right?"
"They went back to their ship," Aves said, his voice scowling. "I don't think they trust us."
"Under the circumstances, you can hardly blame them."
Card reached down to scratch Drang's head.
"Maybe pulling Skywalker's computer logs tomorrow morning will help convince them we're on their side."
"Yeah? Are we?" Card pursed his lips.
"We don't really have a choice anymore, Aves. They're our guests."
Aves umphed. "The Grand Admiral isn't going to be happy." Card shrugged.
"They're our guests," he repeated.
In the darkness, he sensed Aves shrug back. He understood. Aves did. Understood the requirements and duties of a host. Unlike Mara, who wanted him to send the Millennium Falcon away. He wished now that he'd listened to her. Wished it very much indeed.
"I'll want you to organize a search party for tomorrow morning," he told Aves. "Probably futile, all things considered. But it has to be tried."
"Right. Do we defer to the Imperials in that regard?" Card grimaced to himself.
"I doubt if they'll be doing any more searching. That ship that sneaked out from the Star Destroyer an hour ago looks suspiciously like a stripped-down assault shuttle. My guess is that they'll set up in Hilliard City and wait for Mara and Skywalker to come to them."
"Sounds reasonable," Abe said. "What if we don't get to them first?"
"We'll just have to take them away from the stormtroopers, I suppose. Think you can put a team together for the purpose?"
Abe snorted gently. "Easier done than said. I've sat in on a couple of conversations since you made the announcement, and I can tell you that feelings in camp are running pretty strong. Hero of the Rebellion and all that aside, a bunch of our people figure they owe Skywalker big for getting them out of permanent hock to Jabba the Hutt."
"I know," Card said grimly. "And all that warm enthusiasm could be a problem. Because if we can't get Skywalker free from the Imperials, well, we can't let them have him alive."